let's just take a moment and put down the newspaper or shut off your television or, you know, your shut off your smartphone. And which the smartphone, by the way, is not smart, but you are smart. So why don't you just take a few moments and sit in a posture that in this very moment embodies dignity and presence. Even if you don't feel dignified or present, just sit in a posture that embodies that for you, whatever it is. And let yourself settle into an awareness of your own body sitting here. It's almost inevitable that you'll be aware that part of the field of awareness of your body is that there's a movement going on that's associated with what we call breathing. So you could drop in on and feel and ride the waves of your own breath coming in and out of the body. That doesn't mean you won't have thoughts and emotions and all sorts of stuff going on, especially if in this context you're thinking a lot about the news or how depressing it is or, you know, how bothered you are by it or how addicted you are to it. But for now, and I mean for now, this moment, here we are, and it's just this breath coming in, this breath going out, the body sitting here, and the world unfolding just the way the world will unfold. And this condition actually is going to go on for the rest of your life until you breathe your last breath. The breath is always available to you. It's always an anchor. You can always drop in on the sensations, and that's what we're talking about, the sensations of breathing in the body, not thinking about the breath or the breath sensations. So this becomes, in a sense, a refuge, a kind of way of inhabiting your life in this moment. Whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral doesn't really matter. Whether you're anxious, whether you're depressed, whether you're feeling happy also doesn't matter. And you can ask yourself, is my awareness of my anxiety anxious? I'm guessing you're going to find it's not. Is my awareness of my sadness sad? I'm guessing that you're going to find that it's not. Is my awareness of my joy or feeling of well-being at this moment joyful and full of well-being? I'm guessing it's not. The awareness has a quality of equanimity and balance to it that is in some sense restorative. And so even one breath or even one half breath held in this way in awareness can be restoring. And then if you want, go back to your newspaper, go back to the television and read the newspaper with greater heartfulness and mindfulness and irony, and watch the television news with greater heartfulness and mindfulness and a sense of irony and skepticism. And maybe the process of doing this practice on a regular basis will actually nurture something in you that will give rise to something more creative than just feeling completely disempowered or impotent in the face of all these big, big changes going on in the world. They really are a kind of a fabrication of sorts that we've become addicted to. The sun rises, the sun sets, the weather changes, we get up, we go to work, we live our lives, we take care of our children, and we are part of a larger whole. And when we start to take responsibility for that larger whole and understand that it's not what we think, then all sorts of new possibilities emerge. So in these last few moments, just dropping into silence, dropping into stillness, dropping into awareness. And if you find the mind wanders and gets caught up in this and that, welcome to the club. That's the nature of the mind to do that. It's not like you're a bad meditator. You can just keep coming back to this moment, this breath, this being here, this being human.